It's really chilling just to look at this case history, really, and think about, wow, this is CLL today, or part of CLL today. What happened when he got the obinutuzumab and venetoclax? How did he deal with the obinutuzumab in terms of infusion reaction? And how did you deal with the issue of TLS management?
Yes. So in this patient, clearly, you know, he's an elderly gentleman. We hospitalized him for the first two steps of the ramp up and also for the obinutuzumab initial administration. He had the usual, you know, shakes and chills with the first dose on day one. That was controlled very well with an additional dose of corticosteroids. And the second dose already day two, he tolerated actually without any AE. So it's the usual thing. You have to get around this first or maybe first and second infusion of obinutuzumab. And the benefit of combining it with venetoclax is that you achieve a response so quickly that already by day 8 or day 15 or by the second cycle, patients have so much reduction of tumor load that the infusion reaction with obinutuzumab actually is not an issue anymore.
Amazing. That's really interesting. So in terms of the TLS prevention, you said you hospitalized him. You said his creatinine clearance was 63, so not too bad. What was his white count and how big were his nodes?
Yeah, so he had the 6-centimeter nodes. He had generalized large lymphadenopathy. His white count was about 150,000 at institution of treatment. So he had a, you know, very high tumor load. This is kind of also why. And at that time, remember, it was a while ago, we didn't have so much experience with venetoclax. Today, in particular, if a patient, you know, says, well, I'm living close by, at home I have to take care of my wife who has also medical conditions or whatever, I need to be home, I would rethink this. And if really compliance is not an issue, if you know that hydration is not an issue, I think you can do the ramp up pretty much in almost everyone who can follow your advice, who will come in if there is an issue, also in an outpatient scenario. As long as you do the appropriate lab controls, you do the prophylactic measures with allopurinol and hydration, then I think this ramp up can be performed in almost every patient in an outpatient setting.
I was also curious about the issue of cytopenias. What about cytopenias with CLL and venetoclax?
Yes, so the most common AE actually when it comes to venetoclax treatment is neutropenia. Neutropenia may pre-exist in our patients due to prior therapy if they are pre-treated, or simply due to the heavy marrow involvement with CLL cells. So neutropenia is the most common or among the most common AEs with venetoclax. I think it is an issue mostly when you're in institute treatment, so in the early treatment phase, and sometimes it actually leads to the necessity of dose reductions for those patients. Now, fortunately so, we know from randomized comparisons that this neutropenia does not very commonly lead to infectious complications. Actually, infections are more common in the comparative trials in the chemotherapy arm. What we do to have a workaround these neutropenias is liberally administer growth factors. So GCSF is, I think, very helpful, in particular in the early treatment phases, to get your ramp up done, to free the marrow of the heavy CLL infiltration, to have neutrophils recover, to have hematopoiesis recover, and get the patients through the cytopenia phase.